You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP 716 WLIP Morning Show. In the studio with me, as he is on these Tuesday mornings, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
A little chilly.
A little bit. And we're supposed to get a thawing today at some point. So
I think I saw a forecast for like 40s, maybe later in the week, something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Either that or the weather guy's just teasing us.
I'm a bit concerned because I have the world's biggest icicle outside my window. And it's down and it's covering the external light. It kind of formed around that to the point it put the light out. And I'm worried if somebody's standing underneath it, if it falls today. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else could it take with it? So anyway. Let the thaw be on.
That might take you traveling to somewhere warmer where they don't have icicles.
Yes, that would be a fun idea. And to bring our pets with, right?
Right. And, you know, Christmas is next week. Mm-hmm. The month of December has flown by just like all of 25. Oh, yeah. It's just whizzed by. I'm like, you know, it's only a couple more weeks and it'll be 2026.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
This decade has flown by.
Yeah, it has. I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah, halfway through it already.
Halfway through. So, but traveling with your pets or having family come over, I mean, both of those things can be a little stressful for your pets. I have only flown with one of mine before, and this is when I was doing my rehab course out in Colorado, and they needed demo dogs, and I've got a Cavalier, and she fits in a nice little carrier that goes underneath the seat.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah. Easy enough to take her with. She is a trooper. She doesn't care if she's in the carrier. She's like, hey, I'm with people. I really don't care. We got on the plane. She was fine. Put her underneath the seat. She's fine. Plane is taxiing. She's fine. Plane pulls around the end of the runway and then guns it.
Uh-oh.
She flipped out.
Uh-oh.
Because it got really noisy.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I stuck my hand in the carrier. She settled down. She napped all the way from Milwaukee to Denver.
Oh, that's
had a nice
good.
Had a nice
that's
nap.
Lucky. Yeah,
we landed. He hits the reverse thrusters to air brake the plane on the runway in Denver. Flipped out again.
Oh no!
So fortunately, it only took her that one time. And then when we took off coming from Denver back to Milwaukee, she's like, that's fine. I don't care.
I've lived through this once.
And this was before we were doing meds. So I mean, today traveling with them, I would say, here you go, here's your little pill to ease you through the anxiety of traveling. So that's the thing, if you're riding or flying, some of these instances they're nerve-wracking for your pets because they don't a lot of them, if they get in the car, they're going to the vet's office, and that's not exactly the coolest place for them to go. So they don't realize they're going to grandma's house. Unless it's someplace that they go routinely. But the thing of it is that, if they're anxious in the car, you might want to give us a phone call and get them in so we can take a look at them and get them on some meds. Or if they have been on meds before, certainly call us, get that refill. Because it's not, this part of the planning trip sometimes that we always forget. Or if you're leaving and you're leaving them here, and you've never had a house sitter before, get the house sitter over to let them acclimate, let them acclimate with who the house sitter is, the pet sitter. They need to know the person. And then type out that list of instructions. This, my wife always leaves. When we leave, we have somebody comes and stays in the house and stays with the pets because they don't do well outside of the house. So they get spoiled. It's a vacation away from us. So they get somebody else to stay in the house. But she types out this list of things that need to be done. Like here's, this one's on this meds and they get it this time and here's what they eat. And so leaving detailed directions for the person that's going to stay with your pets or take care of your pets, even if they're not staying in the house, maybe they're coming in multiple times a day just to make sure that they're okay.
The checklist.
Check down the checklist.
Right. Yep.
And then, so if you are traveling with them though, and you do travel with them, things to watch out for them being stressed would be panting, pacing, whining, excessive drooling, trembling, hiding, worse, vomiting, diarrhea, and changes in appetite. So, take their own food. If you're boarding, always take their own food. If you're traveling, certainly take your own food. But, have water with them. If you're traveling in the car, you're going to need to make stops along the way. If they're flying, have it planned out, like where scope out where the potty spots for the dogs. The airports seemingly, admittedly, I kind of look at that now when I'm at an airport going, what does this airport have for potty spots for, for dogs? Mitchell in Milwaukee's got a closet that they've put a little tiny grass pad in the middle of. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's better than a tile floor somewhere.
True.
But it could, but there's some airports that have giant grass out, you know, outside areas that you can get to, artificial turf stuff. It's really kind of cool how a lot of the airports have started to make accommodations for people traveling with their pets. If you've got a, you know, a cat, make sure that there's, you know, pee pads in the carrier, litter box. You need to pack stuff with them to go. So taking a practice run, though, ahead of time, if you've never traveled with them, taking a little practice run in the car is not a bad idea. You're not going to really be able to travel by plane on practice.
The same if you have a friend with the plane.
Right. Yeah. That would be, I would say that would be like my instance. It's like, well, we're going to give this a go and see what, you know, see how it goes. Although having some meds on board to do that would be good. Keep the routine as normal as possible. So, you know, getting up at time, eating at time, you know, those things. Bring some familiar stuff. So some of their toys, if they've got a blanket or bed, certainly bring in their own meds. If your dog's on meds, you got to take those with you, take the treats, take the food. Make sure you've got a leash, harness, poop bags.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else that doesn't have pets really appreciates those. Yes. Of us that have dogs picking up after our dog and then throwing it away in the garbage can. Medical records are not a bad thing. And certainly having, if you're flying, you're going to need a rabies certificate and then a health certificate. Collar with an ID tag, microchip, is my favorite, because if they, heaven forbid, do get loose, they should be able to get scanned and then you get the phone call. Make sure it's your cell phone number is on that, their information if they're microchipped, because, you know, if you're traveling and they, if you still have a landline.
I was going to say,
if you still have a landline and they call your home phone, you're not going to be home to get that. So, photo of your pet on your phone, just in case you need to post it that they're lost. During travel, car travel trips, use a crate. If you, heaven forbid, get in an accident and they're loose in the car, they become a projectile inside the car. So having them in a crate, fastened in, or if they're fastened in on a seatbelt, not letting them roam freely. Stop every couple hours to let them get out and go to the bathroom. If you stop to fill up with gas and take a restroom break yourself, get them out.
Yeah.
Take them for a little
Wisconsin
break too.
The Wisconsin rest areas are nice for that.
Because they're
just big grassy areas.
Right now they're a little snowy, but you know.
Right. But
of the year they're great to do that.
A welcome respite.
Of course, I think a lot of people, if they're traveling far, they're usually not going north. They're usually going south.
Yeah, probably.
So there's less snow. Although central Illinois got
the Oasis,
a lot of snow.
Are they still around anymore?
No.
There's a few of them.
Well, maybe a few. If they're motion sick, certainly get some meds ahead of time. Don't feed them a ton before you go, because the more you put in, the more it's going to come back out.
I mean, so, you shouldn't drink a lot before you go.
Right.
Same principle.
And then calming tools, using pheromone sprays on collars or bandanas, using some calming supplements or prescription anxiety meds. And when you're visiting family, remember, not every dog likes or cat likes to, you know, your aunts and uncles, grandparents. So just, you know.
If you struggle with family time, they will too.
They may too. So, and no feeding at the table stuff, because that stuff's high in fat. There are things that are toxic, you know, grapes and chocolates and those things. So stay away from those. Supervise around kids at all time, especially if your cat or dog does not know kids, because you know maybe the adults without kids now, or you just don't have kids and your dog's like, I don't know what these small tiny little humans are, but they're crazy. So supervise them, and then watch for escape risks. So certainly doors opening and closing, you know, they can bolt out those using baby gates or leashes as needed. And then in other homes, do slow introductions, separate the feeding areas from where everybody else is so that you don't wind up with any food resource guarding. And then don't force the interactions. You know, let them come to the people. And this is the thing, you know, it's, if your dog's anxious about this, just be cognitive that they're going to be more anxious that they're not in their house, they're strangers. So in closing, plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything in life. Just have to, a little bit of planning prevents poor performance.
Yes. Yeah.
So plan ahead, get the meds if they need it. If you're concerned about it and they've had problems and they don't have meds, certainly give us a phone call and we can get them in, take a look at them and go through what, you know, what we think might be appropriate for them. Stick to the routine as much as possible. And then ask your veterinarian if your pet has struggled to travel, what we can do to help. And it's not, you know, a lot of them, like I said, they're going to the groomer or they're going to the vet's office if they get in the car, and then they get in the car to go to grandma's house and they're going, great, we packed up to go to the vet's office. This is going to be really bad. So just be cognitive that those things, you know, they don't think this through. You can't tell them, hey, listen, we're going to see, you know, Gramps and Graham, and so this is all going to be cool, and they don't understand. So unless they've been before and you can say, we're going to go see Nana and Papa. And
this is,
you know, I love those people. They're so cool because they give me cookies all the time.
Yeah. From what I've seen from dogs, they understand the difference between a walk and a car ride, but not much necessarily beyond that. So one is fun. I get to go sniff around and see the neighborhood. And the other is
some dogs love car rides because it's a gamble as to what you're going to get. I mean, our first couple dogs, they didn't know if they were going to go to the dog park, if they were going to go to the field to go training or just exercise, or if they were going to the office. And it was like, okay, spin the wheel. What are we going to get? And then, you know, then you'd get out at the office and go, oh, that was a 00. So, you know, it's one of those things that they don't know. And if they're used to going different places, then it's like, we'll sit down and see where this goes, because it's not always all bad. We've got a 60% chance that it's going to be good.
It's the same dog betting on the Packers-Bears game on Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
At the line, ready to go. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. How can we learn more about Care Animal Hospital or maybe bring our pets in for a checkup?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good, Dr. Russ. Appreciate it, as always. And we'll see you next week. A happy holiday. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Happy holiday to you, Pete. You have a great week. We'll see you next week.
WLIP Morning Show, 728. You need my love, baby, oh so bad. You're not